Good morning. It's 30th of May. In our New Testament reading today, we start the Epistle to the Hebrews. I'm going to read to you from Brother Fred Barling's book. This is part of Brother Barling's concluding chapter, which is headed, "Let us go forth therefore unto him." I read, "The time to do this is now. The scripture is still valid. Today, if you will hear his voice. Tomorrow spells judgment, with its stark alternative, either life eternal with glory everlasting, or death eternal in shame and everlasting contempt. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We neglect any opportunity of spiritual development to our peril. It would be to our abiding shame and loss if, with signs so portentous about us, a crisis befell us for which we could have prepared ourselves, but did not, be it from lack of zeal for the cause of Christ, or from fear of unsettling ourselves from a pleasant routine merely because it was congenial to us. We too, everyone, have weights which hinder us, some sin which so easily besets us, as had the Hebrews. But, like them, we have also a race to run, a race which can be successfully run only if we put those hindrances away and run it with patience, that resolution which enabled Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, to endure the cross, despising the shame, and therefore to sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. There, in the holiest, he still remains as yet. But he ministers there on our behalf, no less than of old on behalf of these Hebrews. He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, as of theirs, and is ready to succour us as he was to succour them. It is therefore for us, in our turn, to avail ourselves of his help. True, the issues which so seriously and almost tragically exercise them now belong to a past age, but the liturgical language in which the epistle's words of encouragement and warning were couched still speaks powerfully and clearly to us. It is the testimony of the Holy Spirit as much as was the ancient ritual upon which it is so powerful a commentary, and must by us be heeded as such as we await the reappearing of our High Priest. Let us therefore appropriate to ourselves the counsel of the Holy Spirit, which is set out particularly in Hebrews 10, verses 19 to 25. Let us draw near. Let us hold fast. Let us consider one another." Brother Barling ends with these words, "Thus the epistle reminds us that Christ died for us and now appears before God for us, not only individually, but also collectively. We are each components of God's house. None of us can neglect his own spiritual well-being without, in the same measure, impairing that of the household of faith as a whole. Nor, conversely, can he dissociate himself from its corporate life and worship without involving himself in loss and danger. Our spiritual life is a fragile growth. It needs most careful fostering by the closest fellowship with God in Christ and by the closest fellowship with one another as fellow pilgrims Zionwards. Please God that our joint study of this portion of his word will have helped to make such fellowship more real for us all, so that when he that shall come will come, he shall see in us of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied." Thank you for listening.